And welcome back to this week's episode of the Virginia Bankers Association Legislative Bulletin Live, where we cover biweekly updates on what's going on at the Virginia General Assembly. I'm your host, Heather Dirklinger, and the theme of this week's episode is that it's budget season. 2 weeks ago, both the House and the Senate passed their proposed version of the budget for the Commonwealth for the 2022 to 2024 fiscal years. The House and Senate budgets include a number of similarities, but significant differences remain that will need to be worked out before the end of session in 1 week. The Commonwealth currently benefiting from an unprecedented revenue surplus, legislators find themselves debating how the large amount of extra funds should best be allocated. For the Democratic-led Senate, it is viewed as an opportunity to build up the state's reserves and fund a number of projects and initiatives across the state. Meanwhile, Republican legislators in the House of Delegates, taking their lead from Governor Glenn Youngkin's priorities, see this as an opportunity to cut taxes and return some money to Virginia taxpayers. Both proposed spending plans allocate record levels of money to Virginia state and state-supported employees' pay, make deposits to the state's Rainy Day Reserve Fund and employee retirement system, increase funding for K-12 schools, including school construction, and increase resources for mental health services. Both chambers have also allocated more than $100 million to an economic development plan that aims to develop and promote industrial sites in the Commonwealth to attract major employers to come to Virginia. The major differences in the two plans, however, lie in an approximate $3 billion discrepancy in tax policy. The House plan closely mirrors the governor's proposed plan that he promised on the campaign trail, while the Senate version includes less tax cuts, instead hewing more towards the spending plan offered by former Governor Northam. Both plans include a one-time refund payment to Virginia taxpayers and a plan to cut taxes on groceries and personal hygiene products, with the House cutting the entire 2.5% grocery tax and the Senate cutting the 1.5% state portion of the grocery tax. The House proposal contains an increase in the standard deduction and a cut to the gas tax, both features of Governor Youngkin's campaign promises. Overall, the House tax proposals would amount to an estimated $5.3 billion in tax relief over the biennium, while the Senate's narrower approach includes a total of $2.5 billion in tax relief over the 2 years. When each budget bill passed their chamber floors, there were attempts to make amendments and objections were raised to certain provisions of the committee amendments. While most of those failed, the Senate did adopt one amendment to repeal the Department of Labor and Industry COVID-19 workplace standards. The board responsible for the standards has already set in motion the repeal, but the language in the budget could go into effect sooner than the board's action. The House and Senate will now review the other chamber's proposed budget and conform them to their own divergent plans before the budget bill heads to a conference committee. In the conference committee, 5 or 6 legislators, each from the House and the Senate, will be appointed to meet mostly in private and resolve the differences. Once that small group of conferees reach an agreement, the final spending plan will be presented to both chambers, and no further amendments can be added by legislators. After the take it or leave it vote, the budget heads to Governor Youngkin, who can offer amendments to be considered at the General Assembly's reconvened session scheduled for April 27, 2022. The Virginia Bankers Association is continuing to track a variety of issues for the 2022 session. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at the Virginia General Assembly until their adjournment scheduled for Saturday, March 12th. So meet us back here in 2 weeks where we will cover how the end of the 2022 General Assembly session plays out. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.